3.
Welcome to Working Musicians, a feature of theworkingmusician.com. I'm your host, Roger Z. So glad to be here today with singer, songwriter, and just great guy, Blues Buddha. B-L-U-E-S, B-U-D-D-H-A.
Got it.
Because if you look it up on Google the other way,
you ain't getting it. It's right. Not working. It's not going to happen.
So how you doing today?
I'm doing great today. You caught me on like probably one of my better days.
And tell me why.
Right. I'm like into positive, motivational type stuff.
I know you from MySpace.
MySpace.
You're always sending me inspirational
stuff.
Bulletins.
Yeah. So I went to like this big event yesterday and on Saturday, and there was a lot of motivational speakers, and it was George Foreman was there, and Tony Robbins, and Jack Canfield, and I'm like souped. I'm ready to fly.
Give me one suggestion they gave you that you're going to follow.
If you get knocked down, get up. Never stay down. Keep fighting. And that was said like over and over again. No matter what happens, continue to fight. And I thought that was pretty cool. Because a lot of people have a tendency to just give up.
So in the old days, they'd say if you fall off the horse, you need to get back in the saddle.
Got to get back in the saddle.
Yeah. Cool.
No matter what.
Awesome. I want to tell the story of how I met you.
Sure.
I met you at the Monday Night Blues Jam run by John Federico, otherwise known as Johnny Feds and the Blues Boys.
The Boys.
Over at Cafe Rio in Mamaroneck. Runs every Monday night. And I was sitting on a bar stool talking to someone. And all of a sudden, this monstrously powerful voice literally reached out, grabbed me, and shook me on my seat. I mean, it literally grabbed me. And I said, wow. And you know, that's hard to do doing the 19th shuffle of the night.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
I do them a little different.
Right, but you are one powerful singer. Mm-hmm. And then I talked to you, and you gave me your EP, which we have right down in front of us, which the cameraman will pan to at some point in the show.
Beautiful. Trying to sell these things.
And anyway, first of all, the way you do blues is the way I first got turned on to blues, which is basically Steppenwolf.
Yep.
When I heard the first Steppenwolf album, and I heard them do Hoochie Coochie Man, wow.
Driving hard.
Right. It's really blues rock.
Yep.
You got the hard rock guitar, got the powerful drums. Mm-hmm. It's not your mother's Chicago blues.
No.
And that's the way you do it, which brings me back to the 60s, and I love it. So I got the CD, and you do classics like Boom Boom, Bring It On Home, I Hear You Knockin', I Just Want to Make Love to You, Hoochie Coochie Man, and I really enjoyed it. Plus, I knew some of the players on your album. Mm. I knew Benny Landa from when he was like a 13-year-old and playing on Bleecker Street.
Benny Landa, great guitar player.
And I was blown away by your CD. As a matter of fact, it's still on my iPod hard drive. And I review a lot of records.
Thank you very much.
Who are the other players on this?
I've got on this particular CD, I've got really great players. I've got Paulie Triff, who's the drummer. Every one of these guys are seasoned guys. They've been playing for years and years with like top-notch names. Kenny Aronson on bass. Kenny Aronson has played with everybody. He played with Sammy Hagar. He played with Bob Dylan. He's been around playing bass for a long time. Set standards. Also had Tommy Mandel, who also played with Brian Adams for 8 years.
Me and Tommy grew up together.
Tommy's a great guy.
I'm trying to get in touch with him.
Yeah, he's a great guy, Tommy.
We went to elementary school, junior high, and high school together.
Right. I could probably touch base for you for that.
Yeah, I don't know if he'll remember me, but
he's a great guy.
What I liked about the CD is it sounded like it was cut live in the studio.
It was.
Right, and you hear it.
It was cut live.
And I love when guys can really play and they cut it live.
Right.
Because it brings an energy.
Right.
That you don't normally capture.
We got together one day and we kind of ran through these songs. And then the next day we recorded. We went in for, and we did like, a, I don't know, 54 takes. Took the best of, and then we, you know, we mastered it a little bit. But that's basically a live recording.
Now, I know that you recently did a performance at Cafe Rio.
Cafe Rio, yep, just recently.
So, any other place you're playing in the near future, or where can we check on?
I'm gonna, on MySpace, MySpace/BluesBuddha, I will list it when I'm playing. Right now, I'm in the process. I put out a few feelers because recently I just hooked up with Lady Di, and I did some things with her.
Yeah, she's been on the show.
Yeah, I know she has. Diane Criccio. And we did a show together. We did two shows together at the Cafe Rio. And we really had good, you know, a good thing going. So I'm trying to book that again for, you know, because the guys that I'm playing with regularly, like Paulie and Benny, they actually play with the Barrados also.
Who have been on the show.
Who have been on the show. And they're on tour. They actually just came back today, I think. So they when they get back, hopefully, I have a bunch of originals that we're going to try to get in the studio and record.
Cool.
So it's going to be good stuff.
What song did you hear as a kid that just blew your mind?
You know, I thought about that because you had asked me that previously, and the first, there's two things that hit me with music when I was younger, because I've gone through, and if you look at my space, you'll see that I have a lot of different interests in music. You know, I was, you know, funk, jazz, you know, blues, whatever. But Cream was the first, you know, it was the first record I listened to. I said, what is that? You know, I didn't understand it. I didn't get it. And it was great. And I said to myself, I got to do something like that. I got, you know, and that was something that motivated me to get more into music. The second one was Frank Zappa and Willie the Pimp. I don't know if you ever remember Willie.
Oh, I know that. That's Jean-Luc Ponty on violin.
Yeah.
And I've got that album, Hot Rats.
Hot Rats. And
we can't sing it because we pay royalties. But.
Yeah. But I remember, you know, it was sitting in somebody's house and Willie the Pimp came on and I was like, what is that? What is that? And it took music to a different level. It took it to fun. And it took it to like this crazy music, and that's,
I think he invented fusion.
Oh yeah, he was insane. I was blessed to see him a couple of times live, and he was the best.
I saw him a couple of times. The time that I remember, I saw him at the Fillmore East, and he was doing with the the show with Flo and Eddie.
Flo and Eddie.
Mudshark.
Uh-huh.
Reenacting the Led Zeppelin fish episode.
Yeah, Flo and Eddie, the turtles.
That's right.
That's right.
If any of you don't know what I'm talking about, look it up on the internet. I can't talk about it on the air.
Right.
For a family show.
I saw him when he used to do Halloween every year.
That's right.
He used to do it every year, and he used to do it downtown, and I saw him twice down there. And everybody would come all dressed up, and it was an incredible show.
I'll tell you, one of the songs that blew me away was the Beatles version of rock and roll music, the right. Chuck Berry song.
Yeah, yeah. Good music. The Beatles were something else. They affected a lot of us.
And I remember the first song I learned to play on guitar was My Baby Does the Hanky Panky. And the second one was Sloop John B.
Right.
Which is an old folk song which the
Beach Boys
redid.
Yeah.
Cool. Now, I know you study singing.
Yep.
Talk to me about that.
A few years back, when I got back into singing, and that's a whole other story, I stepped away from it for a long time. I went to a conservatory, a music conservatory in Mount Vernon, and I hooked up with a woman, LaRose Saxon, and she was an opera, Broadway-type singer, and she introduced me back into singing, and I worked with her for about 2 years. And she gave me just basic stuff, and she had a performing class on Saturday, which was really cool, because you would go there, and you would learn the basics of singing, and then on Saturdays you'd come perform a cappella. And then they'd critique you, and it was really, really a good class. I left her and I went to Katie Agresta. And Katie Agresta is a pretty well-known teacher in Manhattan.
I studied with Katie Agresta,
you know, Katie.
I think so. Up on the Upper West Side, she was in a school there, I think.
She teaches out of her house in the 80s.
Okay.
And I studied with her for a little bit. She has a whole different way of doing things. It's not like your standard stuff. It's all about getting power.
Well, you got power, that's
yeah.
for sure.
So she's a teacher for a lot of like big names. She's and I hooked into that because I wanted to to understand how I could, you know, perform better and, you know, recover also. That's some of the things she teaches, you know.
Yeah, I did two very stressful gigs this weekend, and that's why my voice is shot. But I find if I growl too much, my voice is gone the next day.
Gotta be real careful, especially in clubs, because things bounce, and you just gotta protect yourself.
Yeah, and also what I find is, some guy turned me on to this fact. See, for me, part of what I do is I need to go after my show, I need to schmooze with the people who have come to see me. I gotta make them feel welcome, give it that personal touch. But a lot of guys will not talk between their sets, because when you're in a loud, noisy club, you need to speak really loud, and that kills your voice.
You're using your voice. It's your instrument.
Right, but I have to do it.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I try to protect myself. It's like always impossible, but lately I've been getting into other things. I study voice constantly. I pick up tapes. I'm always reading, and I have sprays. I have all these things that, you know, these little things I do to keep my voice strong.
Well, we're going to just check out how strong your voice is. Just happened to have my guitar here.
What's happening now? It was in your pocket?
It's in my closet. So I'm going to see if I can turn around a little bit without screwing everything up. Okay, so what song are we going to do?
It's called I'm So Blue, and it's an original song I wrote a few years back. I actually recorded this song, and it was never finished. We did a bunch of recordings a few years back. I was in a band, and we used to work at a primetime studio in Yonkers. We played out there a lot, and we started to record it, put the stuff together. We never finished it, but it's a project that I hope that I'll finish this year.
Do you want to count it off for me, or...?
Just hit it from the take from the five like we did before.
Well, then you'll get stuck with my tempo.
Been losing sleep. Listen to trains. Tears on my pillow. I'm crying in the rain. I'm more confused. Don't know where to go. My baby left me. You know how that goes. I'm so blue. I'm so blue. Without you. My head is spinning. It's out of control. Everything's wrong. Way down to my soul. I'm needing answers. Without any thought. How could this happen? I'm so destroyed. I'm so blue. I'm so blue. Without you. That's where a lead would come in. Then we're going to help me, Lord. Answer my prayer. Please tell my baby how much that I care. I miss her so bad. It's driving me mad. I got to get through. I'm depending on you. I'm so blue. without you. One of my favorites, actually. I love that song.
Nice job. Nice job.
Yeah, I've got a slew of new ones that I put together. What I do is I write. I'm not a musician. I don't play. So I've got a few friends of mine. I go to New Orleans all the time, and I go down there and I sit and we lock ourselves in a room for a couple of days. We'll go out and hang out down and listen to music down the bayou area there. And then we'll come back to the house and we'll lock ourselves in and we create.
Post-Katrina.
Been down there about 3 times since. It's a very devastated place. No idea.
Well, logically speaking, this is a city that is built beneath sea level.
Yep.
And it's a city with a lot of poor people in it.
Yep.
So you do the math.
Yeah. They had a tough time. They had a tough time down there. But I've got some good. They're friends of mine, musicians down there. We get together. We create. I've created about 8 or 9 songs with them, and that's what I'm looking to.
Because I've read about. I mean, you used to actually be able to make a decent living as a musician
down
in
there.
New Orleans.
Oh yeah.
But you can't anymore.
No.
Because all the clubs cut back. Because there's not enough tourists, and. That's the music business, man.
Yeah, music business is tough. It's tough.
I have so many stories. Either I don't bring enough people to the club.
Right.
I bring too many people to the club.
Right.
I play too loud. I play too soft. And you know what? It's usually coming from management.
Right.
Usually the people love me.
Right.
My job, when I play with my 3 or 4 piece band, my job is to get people off their butts dancing.
Right.
And I do that. I mean, my real job is, let's be honest, what is the real job of television? Is to sell commercial products.
Right.
My job is to sell beer or something like that.
Right.
So the way I do it is I play long sets, I tire them out so they're thirsty, I keep them there so they can't go.
I love to have fun. My thing is fun. Especially with the thing we were doing with Lady Di, Diane, it's just about having fun. We just we work well together. We do these routines where we interact and go into the audience and hang out with them. And yeah, it's like a lot of fun. It's a lot of laughing,
Well, that's really awesome. I mean, there's the story about Jerry Lee Lewis. He used to just sit and play his piano. Mm-hmm. And he got fired from gig after gig after gig. And one night he got fired, he got so friggin' pissed that he took the piano seat, he threw it against the wall, jumped up on the piano, and they rehired him.
They signed him up.
Right, that's Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yeah, right.
But, not you particularly, but you have to interact with people.
Yep.
My thing is I bring a list of 100 songs that the band can play. I leave it on the bar, leave it at the tables,
yeah.
And it's like human karaoke, kind of. They shout out the song.
Nice.
I'm going to tell you the top 4 songs, because people always want to hear it the second I play when I'm not warmed up. They want to hear Sweet Home Alabama.
Yep.
They want to hear Mustang Sally. They want to hear the national anthem of America, which is Brown Eyed Girl. And they want to hear it, and I tell them, well, look, if I play this now, you're going to have one beer. I'm not going to play it particularly well, and then you're going to leave the club.
I'll play those 4 songs and you're gone.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
What I'm trying to do with my gigs is...
How do you like that?
Well, that never happened. What I'm trying to do right now to institute into my shows is a lot of the fun blues, like Built for Comfort.
Yeah.
Oreo Cookie Blues, which is a big hit right now. Which I've had for many years, and that's where I got the Buddha name from.
Oreo Cookie, I saw a video on TV, I mean actually on the internet, that was some Oreo cookies singing the blues, and at the end, someone eats the Oreo. I wonder if that's it.
Nah, this is a song that was done by Lonnie Mack and Stevie Ray Vaughan. And it's called The Oreo Cookie Blues, and it's really a good song.
Which album? Probably Lonnie Mack album.
Yeah, Lonnie Mack. Yeah, it was a Lonnie Mack album. And it was really, it's a funny song. I'm trying to institute that into the show because people get away from, you know, I put myself in a corner a little bit with the Blues Buddha thing because the first thing is, oh, it's the blues, it's this. But I'm not the blues. I'm rock and roll, I'm funk. I play a lot of different stuff. And now with this, instituting this with Diane and stuff we've done, she likes swing. She does like swing stuff. And I'm doing like some fun stuff, you know, to mix it up. So we're, you know, we're adding that into the thing. And when I play with her, it's gonna, I'll do that stuff. And when I play with my other guys, I'll institute it too, you know. So it's,
well, it makes it good.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
So let's get to the canned question.
The canned question.
And do you have an iPod?
Yes, I do.
Oh, that's too bad. See, iPods ruin my questions. Because I love to say to people, what are the two or three CDs you take to the desert island? And the young cats go,
iPod.
What's a CD? I'll tell you the tunes on my iPod. But you, I don't want to hear the tunes on your iPod. Tell me the CD.
That was my answer.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was my answer. I thought about that. You asked the question. And one of the problems for me with trying to put myself in that corner, I can't. Because I have so many diverse interests.
So you can't pick one CD that you would take to a desert island?
I couldn't because I have so many favorite singers and so many favorite players. I'd have a compilation CD.
Then name the people on the compilation.
I'm a big soul guy. I love The Temptations, Smokey Robinson, The Four Tops. I would want a compilation CD with them on it. I'd also want maybe like Eric Clapton. Eric Burden. Eric Burden is one of my favorite singers of all time. I love that guy. Matter of fact, you know, some of the stuff here is a lot of stuff that, you know, like Boom Boom. And I do a little of his feel because he's a favorite.
Let's be honest, you took the Animals arrangement.
Yeah, I took the Animals arrangement. There's no doubt about it, but I gave it my flavor, you know.
Yes.
Who else was there? Elvis Presley. I love Elvis Presley. He's a classic guy.
He's kind of a forgotten person in music today.
I just saw his show, the comeback show that he did in 68.
Yeah.
And that was like the first show that they did where they did the storytelling. And it was like the first storytelling show, and he was insane.
He nailed that.
He nailed it. It was so good.
He did a great version of You Got Me... I always call it You Got Me Running, You Got Me Running, You Got Me Hiding.
Big Boss Man, Lordy, Lordy, Miss Claudy. I mean, he tore it up, you know.
Well, he's an example of a guy who was destroyed by his manager, who couldn't sing what he wanted to sing, couldn't make movies that he wanted to make, and his manager stole all his money anyway.
And, you know, I'll even go to another, because I'm a singer and I study singers. I love Tom Jones. I mean, Tom Jones is a great singer, man. And, you know,
one of my first 45s that I bought, What's New Pussycat?
What's New Pussycat? I was thinking of that today. Because Tom Jones, a matter of fact, when they did that movie about the blues, Martin Scorsese, he did a thing about the English invasion, and Jeff Beck playing with Tom Jones. And they're doing like some blues stuff. It's like incredible. What a great player.
Let's move to my next question. Oh, you got about 3 minutes to answer this.
Okay.
So, tribute night for Blues Buddha. Maybe we're raising money for some country where that just had an earthquake or a landslide, or always seems to be something going wrong in the world. Mm-hmm. And you're the featured performer. You get to do two or three sets. You can put together any bands you want. You have the ability to bring back the dead. So you've been prepped on this one. So name some people who are going to play in your band.
Who would play in my band? You know, that was one of the things I didn't really think through, because again, I'd look for an orchestra.
Fine.
You know, I would be looking for a lot of players that played in a lot of different bands. You know,
give me some names, people.
John Lennon.
You want John Lennon to play rhythm guitar?
Yeah, I'd love
to
have John singing with me, because John, another guy who tears it up. You know,
and you guys are both low singers.
Yeah, I'd love to be able on a stage with him.
And he's cool because his whole stance is like this. He didn't move. He was kind of like wide, but he riveted you.
Early Clapton, where he was, you know, really in his, you know,
the Les Paul phase.
Yeah, I'd love to play in a band where, and I just recently seen him, and I went to Crossroads, I went to Chicago to see that show.
You saw the most recent one?
Yeah, yeah. It was great.
How was it?
It was great.
I have the Crossroads DVD from the previous one.
Yeah.
Do you have you seen that one?
I have that, and it so happened I was going to Chicago for something else, and I ended up getting to go to the show, and it was phenomenal.
That Crossroads DVD is
unbelievable.
Joe Walsh,
yeah,
is incredible.
Yeah.
And the lap steel player who plays
I don't remember.
The names are deserting me. He played with James Taylor on that DVD, and he played with Vince Gill, who I just love.
Vince Gill was at this last one.
Right. I'm looking forward to getting that DVD.
Stevie Vai went on that one, what he did,
right,
with the playing guitars, and what was that?
Well, that band was like alien music. It's like we have been genetically touched,
yeah,
so
yeah,
that we can play five times faster and longer.
Let me grab your guitar while you,
right,
grab this one over here.
Right. Then they're playing three of them. One's playing the bass, one's playing like that.
If you haven't seen that, you gotta see it. That's a great, great, great CD.
So name one more guy. Name a drummer, a bass player.
A drummer, a bass player. Jack Bruce.
Okay.
It would be a great drummer. You know who? Corky Lang.
Mountain. Well, that was Wes Bruce and Lang,
Lang,
right?
Wes Bruce and Lang. Yeah, that would have been a great band. But, you know, Felix Pappalardi was with the Mountain, too. That's
Yeah, he shot by his girlfriend.
Yeah, so, that, you know, that type of, that's the type of sound I like, that driving, you know, hardcore stuff.
I want to thank you so much for coming down today. It was a pleasure.
I had a great time
sharing with you.
Thank you.
And we will see you soon.
Come out and see me whenever. You know, come to MySpace, Blues Buddha, and I will be listening where I'm playing. I look forward to having some fun.
I'm assuming that's a wrap.